This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to be back with you folks. And I wish I could hear from some of you. Many of you I haven't heard from in a long time. Sit down and write me a note. Drop me a card or a letter. And or email. Most of you folks have email facilities now. Just send me an email, pastor@radiomission.org. And I'll be happy to hear from you. I'm bringing you a series of studies now on demon possession. You say, well, what about it? Well, let me tell you. Many, many, many years ago, several years ago, Pastor Shelton brought us a series of studies on demon possession. We put them in print back there back in the 50s. And I pulled that studies down off the shelf not long ago and began to read it and reread it. And I've said, I believe it would be timely if we could go ahead and revisit that again on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. I see that there's grown up in these last days, even among so-called Christendom, a disbelief in the reality of Satan, disbelief in demon spirits, until the individual who wants to be true to the Word of God and set forth the real teaching of the Scripture will become very unpopular in the eyes of the present-day religionists. They don't want to go there. They don't want to talk about it. But we're living in such a boasted age of science and enlightenment until when you talk about a personal devil and personal demon spirits, you're immediately told that it's nothing but superstition of the past, and they want to treat the whole matter as an amusing joke. Religious leaders in the church, men outside the church, inside the church, boldly assert today that there's no personal devil. Now, my friend, you might think that I'm going off on a tangent as to how folks think. I mentioned to you not long ago, I read in one of the religious papers of one of the leading evangelists in our nation, made this statement. He said, I'm not sure that there's a literal hell. Now, this was written in his magazine. I would tell you who it was, but it wouldn't do you any good. No, folks will go so far as to say that no longer can a respectable scholar or a Bible student be found anywhere who believes in a personal devil or in the reality of demon spirit. What spiritual blindness we face today is appalling. Oh, my friend, listen. There are demon spirits today, and they've always been. And I'm going to set forth what God's Word says about them, regardless of what people say, regardless of how folks criticize the Old Trailblazer. Folks call me an old kook. Well, I am an old kook. I'm old. I may not be a kook, but I'm old. But listen, I'm bringing you God's Word. I'm bringing you God's Word as it is to men as they are. And we're looking at this study at this time on the work of demon spirits. We're closing out that this time. The work of demon spirits. My friend, let your mind be open about this subject. Don't be closed up. No. Now, we saw there how that demon possession is rampant in our nation, and many of our social things are controlled. The moving picture houses, the television, the internet, those things, many of them. But also then, demon possession accounts for the craze of smoking and drinking and lewdness and frivolity and all of those things. And we're fast coming a drunken nation. This is all true in all religious circles where the power of the gospel has not taken hold of the hearts of mind and minds of people in religious circles today. Now, you may want to ask, and I understand, you say, Trailblazer, what's the answer? What is the answer? Do you have an answer? Listen, what is the remedy? There's only one remedy, and that is that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ preached under the power of God's Holy Spirit. Now, my friend, we have more religious denominations, more churches, more all of those things today than has ever been known to man. But what is the gospel being preached there? Not much. Not very much, my friend. But the answer is that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God, and that Christ be preached, and that the Holy Spirit take that word home. Wherever the gospel is preached in power, sinners are brought to Christ, and lives are transformed. Oh, my friend, what a statement. What a statement where the gospel is preached. You don't remedy this situation by bringing dancing into church and recreational programs and having a contemporary church in the gymnasium while the preacher's preaching and have a rock band out there with a... You don't do that. No, sir. No, my friend. Nor by socials and banquets and movies in the church houses and ball games in Sunday school. That's all of the flesh. And it only elevates sin to a higher plane under a religious covering. It just raises up. It's just like, as I see on the scene today, many of our Protestant churches and others, they just incorporated the ball games into the church, softball, basketball, whatever kind they got. And it just makes it more palatable for those folks because it's under the auspices of the church. And I've seen this. Now, let me tell you what I've seen with my own eyes. I've seen these church leagues, softball church leagues, and the men, supposedly Christian men, get in arguments and fights, have to call the police. Oh, I do. I have. I've seen that, my friend. But listen, when you start preaching the gospel, which is one thing and one thing only, that is that Christ died for sinners, Christ was buried and rose again for our justification, and the Holy Spirit begins to apply this to the heart of a depraved man, first by revealing who man is, and second, by showing him who Christ is, it will begin to separate the precious from the vile, the Jacobs from the Esaus, the Abels from the Cains, and to call out a separate people. Now, my friend, go back and read, that we are a separated people. We are a chosen generation. We're not. God's people are not of the world. God's people don't mix with the world like that. We are strangers and pilgrims, my friend. That's what I'm telling you. Listen. That's the reason my message will stir up your heart under the power of God's Holy Spirit. And listen, that's what I want to do. I like folks to get stirred up. When I see you stirred up, I know the Lord's working. Now, in our present day ministry as a whole, does not want folks to be stirred up. I hear evangelists come into a town to bring a meeting, and at first night they say, "Well, now you know we don't want to stir up no trouble. We know all of you saved. We don't want to create no problem. So you just listen. Now I'm going to bring you God's message on the love text of God. I don't want to go down there to old Pendarvis' church where they preach hell, fire, and damnation. No, we're not going to go down there." Listen, man. I'm going to give you a message on the fact that under demon possession and show you that 95% of our preachers are demon possessed and leading our churches under demon possession and demon control. They'll support a fleshly program, but brother, your program will not save sinners. Now, I can tell you that without fear of contradiction. A fleshly program will not save sinners. On the other hand, they'll actually take opposition to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right, my friend. That's right. And I've seen it happen many times. Let's be true to the souls of men. If there was ever a day when we should rise in the strength of our Lord and in the power of the Holy Spirit and make clear the gospel of the Lord, it's now. It's now, folks. We don't have time to waste. Did you know that? Let me ask you. Multitudes of men and women going out into eternity lost and don't know it. They don't know it. They're blinded by the god of this world, Satan. We're going to get into that, how that Satan, with his power, blinds the hearts of men and women to their lost condition, to the fact that they're not saved. Listen. You may be awakened to your lost condition and turn to Christ now and be saved. If you'd ask the Lord, listen, do you know Christ as your Lord and Savior? May you be awakened now. Oh, that the Lord would come down in mighty convicting power and open hearts. I'm being contradicted on every side. Folks say the message is disturbed, folks. Well, I hope they do. They ought to disturb. If they don't, they're not worth anything. Now, my friend, let me tell you, if they don't disturb you, that's just like shucks. They don't have any value. So we come here today with another message on demon possession. And we're going to look now in a little while at Satan and his kingdom. Did you know Satan has a kingdom? He's the prince and power of the air. I wish you would. Let me go back and reiterate about the little book I offered in our last study by Mr. Clarence Larkin. It's a spirit world. And I told you there, you buy it, get it. We'll put it on your credit card for you. And if you don't like it, if you don't appreciate it, if you don't believe what it says, you let me know and I'll send you money back. I'll send you money back and you can keep the book. Give it to somebody that might appreciate it. And then along with that, we'll be glad to send you some of Pastor Shelton's messages on Satan, the serpent, the old serpent, and the demon possession and related subject, free and postpaid, that we have. We have many of Pastor Shelton's booklets. And while I'm at it right now, let me mention this. If you are missionary at heart, you like to go to the hospitals and the jails and the waiting rooms and sick room and pass out tracts or leave them there, you write me and I'll send you a packet of tracts and no charge. They're free and postpaid. Some of our folks are doing that now. Some of you truckers, I'd be glad to send them to you. Put them out there in the way station or in the roadside park and keep them in the cab of your old 18-wheeler there. And when you take a rest, you can read one of them or two of them and give them out to people. That's just write the old Trailblazer and say, send me those tracts, Pastor. Send me those tracts. I want to give some of them out. And if you would, I'd be glad to do that. And then if you're interested in the mission work, you write me and tell me. I'd like to know if our folks are interested in missionary work. And we have a Bible fund here that we send Bibles to prisoners all over the world. You want to help with that? We'd be glad to help. Be glad for you to help us with that. If one poor soul gets saved, it'd be worth all we put in it. Did you know that? If there's only one poor soul gets saved, we send literature over there to Kenya and Malawi and Africa, and folks say, well, them folks don't read them booklets. They just throw them in the trash. Well, if one person gets saved, it'll be worth all we put in it, to my friend. And listen, you want to help be a missionary with us? Do that. Well, pray for us and write us. Let us know. And we're going to get back in our study in next day. We're going to look at Satan and his kingdom. Oh, my friend, what a study. What a study it's going to be. Let me just read you a verse that we're going to get to. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Did you know we're facing spiritual wickedness today? Everywhere you turn, there's spiritual wickedness, my friend. Listen, if the Lord would just open your eyes and let you see, like he did Elisha there by the creek, and see how many angels there were. Oh, listen, it would amaze us. It would strictly, simply amaze us. But this is the old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. I'd like to hear from you. Help me with the broadcast if you can. I had a man wrote me the other day and said, all you ever do is ask for money. No, that's not true. But if you help us with the broadcast, if you're a missionary minded and you want to get God's word out, help us with that. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.